Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. In our previous broadcast, we were talking about this tremendous book that Dorothy Hinshaw Patent, a person that you know very well, and you, Greg, wrote called A is for Apple.
Dorothy and I had a wonderful time with this book. And it was really her idea because it was her grandfather who founded an apple ranch in Idaho way back in, I think, early 1900s. She grew up every summer living in the Bay Area, driving up with her family to visit the ranch and bringing whole boxes of apples back. She knows a lot about apples. What she did for this book was she researched all the varieties that we include in the book. She wrote all that information up, and then I worked on the recipes, and she tasted everything I made, and I read everything she wrote, and the food was so great. You can't go wrong with apples. There's some names that I love. Aesopus Spitzenberg.
Aesopus Spitzenberg. I'll tell you, that drives me crazy. Winesap. Yeah. I always like winesap.
And Ashmead's Kernel.
Ashmead's Kernel.
Roxbury Russet.
Sweet 16.
Yes.
For instance, or State Fair, you know. We had all these fabulous recipes, and you were pointing out to me one that you were happy to stumble upon again.
Well, apple babka.
Apple babka.
Yes, and babka is a Polish sweet cake. It's a sweet yeast cake. You don't put apple into it. And the reason this recipe even exists is that at the time that I was working on the book with Dorothy, I was a member of The Colony, which is this playwriting workshop that happens every year in Missoula in the summertime. One of the plays had a character in it speaking about a cherry babka.
Cherry babka.
Yeah, so I was intrigued. We were working the apple book at the time. I said, I wonder if there's an apple babka. So I looked through all of my baking books, and I never found one for apple babka. I had to invent one.
Wow. Okay, you're being very creative here.
I made an applesauce, a very thick applesauce, which I felt would go really well with this very buttery and eggy babka dough. It's a wonderful cake to make because it should stand overnight. So you can make it one day and then it's ready for breakfast or brunch, whatever, the next day.
Yeah.
It stays fresh for a very long time. You will need a heavy-duty mixer because the dough is very wet.
Mm-hmm.
You will also need a fluted tube pan, which is also called a Kugelhopf pan, one of these German cakes, 9.5 inch.
I've got one of those.
You do have one of those. I think a lot of bakers and people who are not bakers have them at home.
Yes.
You can use a huge variety of apples as long as they are crisp. I would choose maybe a couple. I'd do a sweet one and a tart one and cook them together.
We have Johnnymack in a plenty.
Johnnymack is very good.
So you would combine that with maybe a Granny Smith? I would.
And then you cook that, and then you make the batter, flour and sugar. I'm not going to give a recipe on the air, but I will put one up on the NTPR website. So just listen. You don't have to write anything down. I was reading the way I wrote up some of this stuff, and I don't remember writing it this way. And so I'm wondering how much my editor had to do with changing it. One thing in particular that got me was where I'm giving instruction for carefully spooning the babka dough batter into the baking pan. You put some of it in, then you put the filling top, then you put the rest of the babka dough on top. Spoon it because it's a thick dough that you spread. Then you cover the filling completely. And I said, the top of the babka will look uneven. Just leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Cover the pan loosely with plastic wrap, coated with cooking spray, and then in parentheses, sprayed side down. Why would I have said that? What are you going to do? Put it sprayed side up?
I mean, well, you never know. So you do that. What and happens when you bake that thing?
And then you bake it and it rises really nice and high.
High?
Yes, really
comes
nice.
Right out of the Kugelhopf.
And so that's why it's sprayed side down. But that's before you put it in the oven because you take the plastic off.
Take the plastic off before you put it in the oven, for crying out
loud. Yeah, and then you let it cool in the pan. Take it out of the pan and let it cool overnight. Everything comes together. You have that moist apple on the inside and the rich yeast dough on the outside encasing everything, and everything blends really, really well. So you want to wait a full day or at least overnight before you cut into it.
Sounds
fabulous. I promise you, you will love it.
You can find this online
at
our website. So be sure and look for it and come back next week for
The Food Guys.